This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Wa man ya'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' qalbi la yakhsha'u nafsi la tashba. ودعاء الله يسمع ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي جزاكم الله خير for coming in this severe weather. Subhanallah, it's really hot. Every time you see severe weather, what should we do? What should you remember, especially when it is very hot? جهنم قلنا جهنم أشد حرا. الله سبحانه وتعالى said it in سورة التوبة. When some people said we can't go out for expedition or to fight with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, it's too hot. That's exactly what they said. قالوا لا تنفروا في الحر. Don't go out, it's too hot. And Allah responded, قُلْنَا جَهَنَّمَا شَدُّ حَرًا. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the hellfire, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on everybody. Imagine those people who don't have an air condition, those people who cannot afford the air condition. Subhanallah. And I hope everybody is responding to the pleading of the Edison is like absolutely be very efficient. Don't think of yourself. And they are asking only from 4 to 9, because if they start rationalizing, have you lived in a time when they will ration up their electricity? Talk to people who live now in Pakistan, people who live in Iraq, I was told in other countries where you get it only 2 hours a day. You just manage. It's hot, manage, this is it. It's 2 hours or 3 hours, it depends on the need. And that's why they are begging you, is don't use it between 4 and 9. Turn off, put it above 80, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair for coming. And from next week on, we're gonna be start doing it after Maghrib. So that will make it easy for a lot of people. May Allah reward, especially those of you who work and you have to drive. So from next week, pay attention. It's always going to be after Maghrib to Isha. Maghrib to Isha, bi'idhnillah. So we're going to continue. This is week 5. So we learned, and I hope everybody remember, we learned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we did 2 classes. Then we learned about angels, walillah alhamd. And then we learned about books. And today we're going to talk about messengers in general. And next week, inshallah, we're going to talk about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you have any questions, why didn't she talk about it? Because we're going to do it next week. So what do you know about messengers? Who are messengers? Bismillah. Really? The heat is really affecting? Come on. What do you know? Do we believe in messengers? Okay, start by this simple. As Muslims, we have to believe in messengers. Okay, perfect. And how do we know there are messengers? How do we know there are messengers? In the Quran, Allah mentioned them. Okay, who are the messengers you know? Who give me names. So Sayyidina Isa, Sayyidina Musa. How many were mentioned in the Quran? Alhamdulillah, 25. And then sometimes Allah used the word messenger, Rasul, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes used the word Nabi, prophet. Do you know that? Alhamdulillah, not too bad, alhamdulillah. Okay. So let's start at the beginning. What is the name Nabi or prophet mean? And what does the name messenger mean? I can ask everybody, can you please sit down? Or if you really need to meet everybody, can we do that outside? Jazakumullah khair. May Allah make you always love each other for His sake. But also when there is a class, especially when Allah's names is being mentioned, you always have to put priorities. Always remember that. وَمَنْ يُعَظَّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ. People are very important, and people, alhamdulillah, but Allah is more important. His masjid is more important. And especially when we are talking about His messengers, His book. So when you see people, alhamdulillah, everybody knows everyone here. You are traveling and you came back. Leave it till the end. Leave it till the end. Because it's a lack of respect, not to me, a'udhu billah. It's that lack of respect to the subject. And you all have to learn this. This is a concept I call disappearing. It's because of the culture we live in and because of the time we live in. When we attend an Islamic lecture, as if I am sitting in a math class or a physics class or a cooking class, chewing gum, eating, you know, even the dress code. And then you come and send me questions, and people send me, why am I not learning? Why am I not getting closer to Allah? And I attend all this and I've done this. And the first thing people tell you, the first thing teachers will tell you is, unless you practice what you learn, nothing is going to happen. Unless you really have this awe to Allah, to His house. This is not my house or yours. This is not my living room. It's not my bedroom. It's not the kitchen. I really need it. It may sound simple for you, but unless you start changing the way you look at things and the way you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His, what He told me, and when I put Allah number one before anybody, anybody, my children, my friends, this needs to change. And I see it especially more in women for some reason or the other, I don't know. But in general, and again, I'm going to beg everybody, and don't do it for me. This is in every Islamic or a Muslim lecture you attend, especially in the masjid, definitely in the masjid, but even if it is outside the masjid. When you are getting ready to come out, tell yourself, I'm not going for a wedding, and I'm not going out to have coffee with my friends. I'm coming to learn the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way I dress, the way I come, the way I enter, the way I sit, and then time. I'm not going to say this because it's 6:15 and I know there's traffic. But from next week, make sure you come for Maghrib. Why do you want to miss 27 rewards instead of one? And Maghrib is about 7 or 7:10 or 7:15. Change, ladies. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِ. Allah said it in all you, I'm sure everybody in this room know this verse. Allah will not change me and will not change you unless I really want to change. And not only I want, but I take the steps. So I can't come to the masjid and sitting in the musalla and I'm chewing gum. Yes, it's the known culture outside. And this is actually how I learned it. Because somebody asked one of my teachers, says, is chewing gum haram? Of course not. Right? And the answer was, can you imagine the Rasulullah sitting in the Sahaba learning and they're chewing gum? What is the answer? No. So did you see the point? Do you imagine Rasulullah come late for the lecture or the Sahaba comes late for the lecture and then everybody greet everyone and the lecture is going on? So this is what we need to change. It's not haram. I can't say it's haram. I can't say Allah will not accept. A'udhu billah who I am. But I'm here, and I'm sure everybody, you are here to learn to change. Why did you come? Why? There is nothing, I mean, there's no material things we're going to get. Nobody is giving you money to come, but you came. Walillah alhamd. So this is what I tell myself. If I left home and I drove and I come, I better make the best of it. And the first way to make best of it is how you look at the things. So please forgive me, I really didn't mean it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes just bring things for all of us to learn. Let's learn mu'azzam sha'air Allah. And Allah said it twice in Surah Al-Hajj. The person who glorify the symbols of Allah. He said sha'air, he didn't say Allah. The symbol of Allah, adhan is symbol of Allah, masjid is a symbol of Allah. When you read Quran, it's a symbol of Allah. When you mention the Rasulullah, symbol of Allah, this is a sign of your taqwa. It doesn't matter what you do, what you dress, what whatever. But when these things happen, how you react, and that's what he said. So let's change. Again, I said this, actually I'm saying this to everybody when I'm traveling. I was like, Orange County woman really wants to learn. And I'm not bragging about it, because here you are. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And then since you want to learn, then let's show Allah the best in us. And let's tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we really want to change. We really want to learn. Ya Allah, just help us. Make it easy. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. So jazakum Allah khair. It's not part of the class, but it just happened. And also the youth, if you want to come and sit here in the front, on the floor, that would be great. So the difference, the definition of a messenger and a prophet, this is something you will, especially for those of you who doesn't read English, I mean, doesn't read Arabic. So what is the difference between a Rasul and a Nabi? النبي, the origin of the word is نبأ. عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم. What are they asking about? The great news. So النبي is the person who has given news. And the messenger is a rasul. What is the difference? What is a messenger? Just think of a message and a messenger. Don't think of the Quran. What is a messenger? If I come to tell you I am a messenger from Sarah, what do you think? Why am I a messenger? I'm sorry? I can't hear you. One person. So I'm bringing a message to you. Right? I say, for Sarah says, I am meeting you, or this is from Sarah. Nabi, I'm just going to have a news, but I'm not going to deliver it. So this is very simple. Again, I'm going to do simple things. So when I read the Quran, I don't read it casual. I was like, oh, that's why Allah said this is Rasulullah. And here he says Nabi. So that's number one. And Allah said it in the Quran in many places. SubhanAllah. And there is a difference between Rasul and Nabi. There's three opinions about it. Some scholars said there's no difference. They are the same. True or false? False, alhamdulillah. And why is that? Oh, I'm sorry, who's speaking? Yes. Say that again.
Like, Nabi only is giving the news, but Rasul is like saying the news.
Okay, mashallah, tabarakallah. So the people who said they are the same, they said no difference. It's very weak opinion. And then the other opinion says, no, there is a difference. Why? Because number one, Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. He said, this is Surah Al-Hajj. He said, like when I say Sarah and Layla, that means they are two people. They are two different people. And Allah said this in Surah Al-Hajj. And we have not sent a messenger or a prophet, meaning different category. And the communists, when you read, they say the messenger deliver a message, and Nabi, they deliver, he doesn't deliver a message. He actually comes in the same good people who already the message was delivered to them. Which group of people or which nation has the highest number of Nabis sent to them? You're right, I just want to hear it. Bani Israel. Many prophets were sent. Many prophets. Again, it's in the Quran. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَأِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمْ. Don't you see the children of Israel after Moses? And they said to a prophet. So then more prophets came to Bani Israel outside or after Sayyidina Musa. Why do I need to learn all these details? I'm getting bored. Why? You have to know why these details. Oh, now it's silence. Yes. So when you read the Quran, you understand. Absolutely. But something more important. Yes. So we can learn from this story. Yeah, but I learned from the story of a messenger, and I learned from the story of a Nabi. Something deeper. Yes. So you understand the behavior of Bani Israel. I can understand the behavior without even mentioning a Nabi. I'm just... What is the most important answer you always have to think of? I'm giving you a clue. Yes, Mahi, good to see you. Because Allah said so. Because in the Quran, Allah made the difference. Allah divided them. You see what I'm trying to get you? Because not everything we understand, not everything makes sense. This is our problem these days with religion. Because sometimes things doesn't make sense. It doesn't apply these days. Why it is there? Allah in the Quran said there is a prophet and there is a Nabi, a prophet, and there is a messenger. First thing, me as a Muslim, is I submit to this. And this is the hardest thing for us these days. True or false? Young and old, it doesn't make sense. I am not convinced. And you know when I say this to myself, before I say it to anybody, how should I respond? When me, in me, says it doesn't make sense, what should I say? Does it make sense why it is 100 degrees in California in September? which is unheard of. So why I'm saying this? Not everything in this life, I need to hear it, makes sense. So why, when it comes to religion, it has to make sense? And if it doesn't make sense, it's not true. So the first thing, as Muslims, my number one, what I believe in, is literally a submission to Allah. He said so. He divided it in the Quran. And sometimes when I don't understand, what should I do? I turn to him and says, Ya Allah, please teach me. I even say the same thing, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. We made Sulaiman understand. I said, Ya Allah, fahim me. Ya Allah, make me understand like you made Sulaiman understand. So for everybody, young and old, especially we women, when we get more educated, when we get more educated, we really need to be convinced. I am not convinced. And then the first thing I say to myself, you know what? Not everything in this life makes sense. And not everything in this deen, Allah made it in a way I have to understand. In fact, this is my challenge, is I need to submit to Him. Why did He feed me and there is people outside hungry? Why do I have air conditioning and some people don't? Why? Does it make sense? So why do I accept that? And I don't argue about that. But when it comes on practicing things I don't like or it doesn't fit or I will be different than everybody else, I'm going to say it does not. You're not answering me. You're looking at me. Did I hit on nerve, as they say? I think I did. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. So the first thing is we need to learn there is a difference between prophet and between messengers. Number two, why do I have to believe in them? It's one of the core faith. If you don't believe in prophets or in or and messengers, I'm not a Muslim. And actually, I was put in this position in an interfaith, huge interfaith conference with more than 400 women. And we were here, I was the Muslim, there was two Christians, there was the Jews, and then the woman sent a message, stood up, and she says, I want every panel, every woman on that panel to tell me, do you believe? She looked at the Jews and says, do you believe in Moses? She said, do you believe in Jesus? And do you believe in Muhammad? And the rabbi went on, and she kept putting her to the corner. Finally, the rabbi said no. They came to the Christian. And also on, and finally, she didn't answer, but obviously no, yes. So she came to me, I looked at them and I said, if I don't believe in Moses, if I don't believe in Jesus, I'm not a Muslim. And that's what I want you to learn, especially us living in a non-Muslim country. And to me, is Jesus is like Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam as a Nabi and as a messenger. But Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the seed, the cedar of the whole prophethood. I have to believe in this. It's part of my belief because some people will argue with you. And this is how I say. I had this discussion last week with a Christian woman. And I said, of course I do. If I don't believe in Jesus, I'm not. That's why. It's what part of my faith. It's the base of my faith. I believe in this. And Allah repeatedly said it in the Quran. What do we, what probably most of you, inshallah, you know it. It's the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Amana Rasul, the Prophet believed, right? Amana Rasul bima unzila ilayhi, what has been sent to him. Wal mu'minun, and the believers, all of us, alhamdulillah. Kullum, each one of us. Kullum, mean every single person, young or old. Amana with what? Kullun amana. Billahi, Allah. Uh-huh. Wal malaikati, angels. Wa kutubihi, wa rusulihi. The books, and then the messengers. And why this sequence? It's always this sequence. I can't hear you. Exactly. The way it came from Allah to the angels, the book to the messenger. So if there is no messenger, if there is no book, the chain is interrupted. So always it's Allah. Then the angels, in our case in Islam, is Sayyidina Jibreel, and then it's the Quran, and then Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's part, it's an essence of my believe, and if I don't believe in it, I am not a Muslim. And they say, if you do, the non-believer said it in the Quran, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى بَشَرٍ مِّن شَيْءٍ. Allah said, this is Surah Al-An'am, the cattle. And Allah said, what they say, no, he did not send anything on any human being. No way a human being can be different than any other human being. And this is actually why the Christians put Sayyidina Isa outside humanity. Because they kept saying, it can't be. It can't be a human being becomes a messenger. Has to be different, so he is God. And Allah says, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They didn't know the value of Allah. They didn't know who Allah is. When they said he did not send anything to any human being. And then Allah said, who sent the book to Musa? So here you are, when you read the Quran, when you talk to the non-Muslims, when you go, for example, if you go to any certain states, if you go to hotels and you open the drawer, what do you see? Bible, exactly. So you look at that. As a Muslim, what do I say? We learned this last week. As a Muslim, I open the drawer and I see a Bible. What do I say? What do I say to myself, not to anyone? What do I say? That the book, this is from Allah, however, was changed. So I don't say, ah, it's Bible. Oh, I shouldn't touch it. No, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was changed. And that's why, what we talked about last week, Quran, that's the main difference. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُمْ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have sent down the book and we will preserve it. This is again the same series I shared with you last week. This is about the messengers. It's a very nice series actually, very detailed, but very easy to read. So let's see now, let's do a trivia, Bismillah. The names of the prophets in the Quran. So you said 25, and the number is correct. So there's 25 prophets. Their names were mentioned in the Quran, Bismillah. First one, Sayyidina Adam. Don't say Adam, he's not my friend. Right? How many times I've said this? Alhamdulillah. It's okay, we'll look. One day we'll look. Okay, so Sayyidina Adam. Go by the sequence and you will never forget. Who's next? Bismillah, how do I do this? Do you want me to give it to you or you can do it? You can do it or you want me to give it to you? I'm sorry? He is right. Sayyidina Idris, then Sayyidina Ibrahim, exactly. And Nuh, I'm sorry, mashallah. Yes, Sayyidina Nuh, and then Sayyidina Ibrahim, and then from Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail, Sayyidina Yaqub. From Sayyidina Yaqub, Yusuf, Al Asbat, his brothers, and then you go any way you want. Musa, Harun, Hud, Shu'aib, Idris, Dilkif, Al-Yasa', I'm sorry, Ishaq, 25 of them. And 18 of them were mentioned in one verse in the Quran. One verse in the Quran has 18 of them. Does anyone know which one? It's one of the hardest verses to memorize because you always mix it up. The names, yes. Bil An'am, yeah, exactly. وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُوسُفَ وَمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. It takes forever to memorize because you always mix them up and you have to make a link. The easiest link is if you find the link between the prophets. For example, Dawood and Sulaiman. What is the link? Father and son. Yaqub and Sayyidina Yusuf, father and son. Sayyidina Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, father and son. What about Yahya and Zakaria? Or Zakaria and Yahya? Father and son. Quick one. Let's see. What about Sayyidina Ibrahim and Lot? Allah, what is that? Yes, they are cousins. Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Lot. And that's why when you read the Quran, you see their names most of the time mentioned together, right? وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have saved him and Lot. So 25 prophets, their names were mentioned in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, this is easy. What about the ones that were not mentioned? Is there prophets that are not mentioned? No names? Yes, no, I don't know. Alhamdulillah, yes. How many prophets and how many messengers?
160,000
prophets. Just a second, Bismillah. 100 and? You're close, but you just a little bit added. Okay, so it's 124,000. Yes, 124,000 prophets. That's a lot, exactly. And 300 plus teens. There is no exact name because it's a hadith of Rasulullah. Sayyidina Abu Dharr asked him, how many Allah sent? And he said, 124,000 prophets and 300 wa bidda. He said, 300 and teens. So 310, 11, 12, we don't know the number. And that's another thing we all have to learn, alhamdulillah. Anything that is not mentioned clearly, neither in the Quran nor in the Sunnah, we don't say anything about it. And I'm gonna come to some who their names are mentioned in the Quran, but we don't know if they are prophets or not. Who is that? Al-Khidr, Sayyidina Al-Khidr, which is the companion of Sayyidina Musa in Surah, in the chapter of Al-Kahf. What? When he says, I'm going to come with you and you're going to teach me. And he said, you're not going to be patient. If we went with Sayyidina Al-Khidr, he would have left us after the first one. Right? Before even he said anything, he's like, these people will never be patient. Anyway, so is Al-Khidr is a Nabi or not?
No.
Oh. Okay, so this is a controversial issue, right? Some says yes, and some says no. The stronger opinion actually is yes. Yeah, which is really interesting because they said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the story that he taught him, he gave him special rahmah, and this is only given to prophets. That the most important thing that Allah allowed him to kill a human being without any sequences. So that means he had the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is people who say he is not because Allah didn't say it plainly in the Quran. So what do we do as Muslims when the things is, as we saw, we say, it's ambiguous. It's not clear. What's our stand? When it's not clear. Allahu A'lam, I love it. Allah knows. So what do I say? Could be not. I won't give it my opinion because this is the knowledge of Allah. And even the, if you know who the scholar said yes or the scholar said no, you will say, wow. And then finally, the author and some other author said, you know what? This is fi ilmul ghaib. There is a different opinion. This could be right. This could be wrong. We don't say this is wrong and this is right. I don't say yes right away. And I don't jump and say no. So we have Sayyidina Al-Khidr. Who else in the Quran?
Sayyidina Luqman.
Sayyidina Luqman, mashallah. What is the almost agreed upon opinion about Sayyidina Luqman?
Yes,
he is. He is not. He is not, you know, yeah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنْ يَشْكُرْ لِي. So most of the scholars tells you he is not, but he's a very wise man. One day we will do probably a series about this because it's very special when you learn about them, what's so special about them. But who else in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned? And I can't hear you. Yes. Dhul Qarnayn is another one. Is Dhul Qarnayn a Nabi? Is he a prophet? Or he is a righteous man? That's another different opinion. We don't know. There is prophets who are not mentioned in the Quran by name, but in the Sunnah they are mentioned. I don't know if you know this or not.
Yusuf alayhi salam.
Wallahi, he is. You need to come and sit here, Habib. MashaAllah. Yes, exactly. It's, the first one is actually sheath. Sheath is S like sheath. S-H-E-E-T-H, and the other one who's right is actually Yusha, or Yusha bin Nun, Yusha. Rasul Allah said his name. So these are two mentioned in the Sunnah. Sheath and Yusha bin Nun, Yusha bin Nun. So Dhul Qarnayn, they are a righteous person. Allah knows that he is a prophet. Now, is there any woman that has been a Nabi? I just hear no, but very softly. And then I hear a name. And the name is in a question mark. I'm not very confident. Bismillah. The best, safest way, if you are not 100% sure, is to say what? I don't know. So, yes or no? Allahu A'lam, I love that. Yeah, so there is an opinion says, when you read in the Quran, whether it's a man or a woman, and Allah said, I revealed it to them, then that person is a Nabi. And when it came to Sayyidah Maryam, Allah used the word, فَأُحَيْنَا إِلَيْهَا, we have revealed to her. So some scholar says, well, Allah said, we revealed to her, so she is. And Imam al-Qurtubi is of this opinion. But the majority of the other scholars, they said, no. The other one, they argued who? Yes, the mother of Sayyidina Musa. Because Allah said the same word to her. What did he say? وَأُحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. We have revealed. How? Allah is Allah. And this is a woman. Breastfeed. You all read this in Surah Al-Qasas, in the chapter of stories. And they said, Allah said to her, we revealed to her so she could be. But the strongest opinion, there is no woman, Nabi. Why? Now we have, of course, to ask. لا حريف بها better answer. That's okay, at least. At least, no opinion, I like that. But what is the reason? This is, I've been asked this question. Yes. Because a woman cannot be an imam. Silence. Exactly. It's not in New York and DC. So basically, because Allah said so. And there is no other reason for that. There is no other reason. We cannot say because, well, she delivered the baby without having a man. So if Allah wanted to, he would have. So don't answer. They say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say it in the Quran. He did not specify specifically. He mentioned a whole chapter about her name. So what status Sayyidah Maryam has in Islam? That's one of the things you say to non-Muslims always. And it really make them look at Islam differently. When you say, of course I believe in her, Mary, peace be upon her, they look at you. And I said, yeah, a whole chapter in her name. And Virgin Mary, you use, because Allah says, Maryam al-Abra, right? And I said, this is exactly how Allah described her in the Quran. They really listen to you. Because then they say, you know what? There is a lot of things we really need to look at. So Maryam, Sayyidah Maryam, this is the common, the most common question is Sayyidah Maryam a Nabi? Is she a prophet? And the answer is, in the strongest opinion, the answer is no. She is not, because Allah did not say it. Allah did not say it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now, another question. Alhamdulillah, we still have some time. Why do we need prophets? Why do we need prophets or messengers? What is the big deal? Since everything these days is what's the big deal, and I'm not convinced, and why not? Do you hear this all the time? Any question you ask anybody, the answer is why not? And I was like, okay, where are we going to end? So why do we need prophets? Bismillah. Okay, so guide us for sure, and okay, let me always think of it. How do I know there is Jannah and Nar? How do I know there is heavens and there is hellfire? How do I know? Can I hear? Allah said so in the Quran. Yes? Agree, all of you? And how do I know there is a Quran? How do I know there's Quran? Basic question, see? Yeah? How do I know there's Quran? Because there is a Quran. How did it come to me? Thank you. So the messengers, if there is no messengers, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have delivered it in a way that we understand? Because somebody will argue and say, well, Allah could have sent it in any way he wants. And that was the argument in the Quran, true or false? In the Quran, they argue, why did he have to send it through an angel to a human being? Why didn't he brought an angel right away? What was the answer Allah answered? And he said, if you were angels walking on this earth, I would have sent an angel. It's a verse in the Quran. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَلَائِكَةٌ يَمْشُونَ مُطْمَئِنِّينَ لَأَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ لَبَعَثْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بَشَرًا رَسُولًا مَلَكًا رَسُولًا. So for me, I'll give you an example and you're all going to understand. When you are born and raised here, right? And when you come from whatever country you came, when I come and talk to you, and if I was born and raised here and I talk to you, you listen to me more than if somebody come from born and raised somewhere else or just came to the United States? Thank you. And the reason is this, is because it is same background, same thinking, same challenges. Same challenges. Or for example, when a woman talks to a woman and a man talks to a woman, you say, the woman understands me. She knows what I mean, she knows my feelings. So here you go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers to us. So وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولِ وَلَا نَبِيِّينَ. Or Allah said, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا. Subhanallah, it's in the end of Surah Al-Ra'd, it's going to come. But basically, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولِ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَكُمَا طَعَامًا وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. We've sent messengers, they walk in the streets and they eat. So I look at them and I listen to them. Of course, I argue, I reject, but they are the same as me. Because if it comes something, I don't know what it is, it's going to be more difficult. So the first thing the prophets, or the messengers actually, brought in is they told me what is happiness, what is going to be waiting for me in the Akhirah. How do I know about Jannah? What is waiting for me? What is the goal of me living in this earth? And this is something we are forgetting. Why I am in this earth? Why Allah created us? To worship, so do nothing, stay home and just make salah, siyam, don't do anything. Who's going to take care of this earth? Allahu A'lam. Why did he create me? You need to think of it this way. Did he create me so I work very hard and I get this and get that and this and then I die? Is he created me only to pray and fast and do nothing and somebody else will take care of this earth? Both doesn't make sense. Both doesn't make sense. Has to be something in between. The first reason he created me is not to worship me. To know him. To know him. He created this all for me and you. And he brought me here to know him. And how do I know him? One way is the book. And the other way is, look around you. Isn't this heat a sign that Allah exists? How come? How is that? How is that? Yes. Oh, Yasmin is here. I didn't see her today. So Allah wants to see how he reacts. The extreme changes, the things that's impossible that is happening, has to be something more than you and me can do. You really have to think of this. When things, how come is this is happening? How can this? When you saw, what did you feel? And I'm sure all of you saw the picture of the, which picture I'm talking about? It was all over the news. Of? La. Of the? universe and the cosmos. Right? The new telescope. What did you say? Oh, I have no doubt. What did you all say? Subhanallah. Because it's way beyond you and me. So Allah created me to know Him, and through the prophets and the messengers, I am going to know what He wants from me, what is good for me, what is bad for me. This is what always, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is bad. If every human being on this earth say it is good, at one point they will be all wrong. Because He says, and we have seen it again and again and again. We change things, but then we know it is not. So I need to know what is good, what is bad, what is my life, what is gonna wait for me, and all the details of my life in the grave afterward is all the prophets brought them, so we absolutely need them. So that's the first one. And there's a lot of verses in the Quran, I just can't share it because of the time. What was their job description? No one of us will be able to do it. So assume, may Allah forgive me, but just for it, so to make it easier for everybody. If there was a job and say, go and apply, and the job is called messenger, what is the job description? What's the tasks that you are expected to do? Bismillah. One person. Yes, yes. Okay, so that's good. That's good. Ad-da'wah ila Allah. Number one is call people to Allah. Absolutely. Second. Yes. Yes, in general, to implement, remind morality. And what do I mean by morality? And which standards? You're right. Which standards? Who put the standards? The morality and the standards Allah wants, the Creator wants, not what I like and you like, and what I think it's easy and not easy. That's why I keep reminding you, who said so? Who said so? So their job description, number one, is tabligh al-risala, is deliver the message. Second is morality. Third, okay, I'll share with you the verse which is Sayyidina Ibrahim made a supplication to Allah when he was building the Kaaba. True or false? When he was building the Kaaba, what did he say? Rabbana, because it was he and Sayyidina Ismail, he and his son, building the Kaaba. Right? And he said, he looked at it and says, Rabbana, Ya Allah, wab'ath fihim, wa rasulan minhum, Ya Allah, send to them. There was nobody. They were building the Kaaba. There's no way. It's all desert. And he made this dua. And this dua was answered. And Allah said it was answered 2 pages later. Ya Allah, send here, wa ba'ath fihim, to them, rasulan minhum, a messenger from among them, Arab. Do the what? Yatlu alayhim ayati. He recite and he teaches them the verses of Allah and the signs. One, two, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and he teaches them the book of Allah, and الْحِكْمَةِ here is a sunnah, meaning what Allah wants more details than what he put, and وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, to purify them. This part is gone. Is gone. Halil tazkiyah, purification, morals, manners, is gone. It's gone. Huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiyina. And Allah said it later on Surah Al-Jum'ah. He, Allah, who said among the illiterate, or rasulan minhum, min anfusihim, is a messenger from among them. Yatlu alayhim ayati. He recites to them the verses of Allah, and not immediately when you zakiyah. Are we ummah muzakkah? Are we a purified ummah? What is a pure? What's purity? In general, what's purity? In general, don't think of religion. When say this is pure, clean, organic. We live in California, right? Meaning it's unblemished. There's no chemicals, right? It's beautiful when you look at it. When you look at a vase or a glass or a dress, you say it's pure, right? Say pure honey. What's pure honey? When you look at the honey, you don't see any impurity, are we? I'm asking you. I need to hear it. Yes or no? How many say no? Alhamdulillah. And what is the message he wants us to be? What does he want us to be? Purified. Purified. Pure. Imagine this. Why do you want to go and buy? You have the pure honey, but you throw it away and you go and get impure honey because everybody else eats impure honey. That's what we are doing, Muslims. That's what we are doing. We're throwing away what Allah gave us, pure. And he sent a messenger. And he went through 23 years. We'll talk about it next week, only about the Rasulullah. Went through 23 years to deliver the message and went through so many things. So you and me will be sitting here today. And when it comes to the sunnah, what is my attitude? There's worse. I don't believe in it. What is al-Bukhari? Who said it's true? And then even if I say this, I say it's a sunnah, I say al-Bukhari, it's a sunnah. What's the big deal? See yourself after Maghrib. Especially after Maghrib, it's for some reason. People leave. And it's only two rukat. And you say, you didn't pray two rukat. They look at you, they're not putting you down. The natural response, it's sunnah. But that's a big deal. Subhanallah. And this is the main thing we all need to really work on, this purity. Let's go back to where they were, where Allah wants me to be. It doesn't matter where I live, it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go to Allah, he's going to ask me. I send you, I taught you, he came, I gave you the Quran. What did you do with it? So one of the main tasks of the messengers is actually to purify them. And the last but not the least is to approve. This is very scary because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will have no excuse when I'm standing in front of Allah and says, I didn't know. I didn't understand. So there is no excuse. I told you, you know when we say this to each other, I told you. And Allah will say this to me. I sent you messengers, I sent you books, I taught you, I created, I reminded you, I scared you, and I gave you. Don't blame but yourself. Last but not the least, because the time is coming very short, there's five special messengers, and they call the messengers of Wali, Ulil Azm. Who are they? Sayyidina? Go by the sequence, you'll never forget them. Sayyidina Nuh, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Isa, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Rasulullah. Why these five? Ulul Azm. Like, you know, when you have a class, let's say, of 100 women, there's five special. But it's not my choice and your choice. This is Allah's choice. He chose these five. Why? They worked way more than the others. Sayyidina Nuh, 1,000 years, minus 50, calling his people, never giving up, never say, I don't care about them, never said, I can't do it. And then, ma'amanu ma'ahu illa qalil, very few. What did Sayyidina Ibrahim do? Abu al-Anbiya is the father of the prophets, right? Suffered, father, his people, who sent him out. Two, three, Sayyidina Musa, just read the Quran. Just read the Quran. Honestly, the most frequent Nabi and messenger who's mentioned in the Quran is Sayyidina Musa. The most frequent story is the story of Sayyidina Musa. Why Isa? And we don't know much about. No, honestly, if you come to the Quran, more about Sayyidina Maryam. But why Sayyidina Isa from Ulul Azm? Number one, I want to hear it. Because Allah said so. I need you to remember this. I really mean it. I want you to remember this. This is how I train myself. Allah said so, I'm doing it. And I'm sure there is a reason. For sure there is enough, the miracle. His miracle, and also his people. What did they do to him? And then Sayyidina Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and that's what we will do next week. Don't forget, next week the time will change. It's going to be between Maghrib and Isha. And this is going to stay between Maghrib and Isha. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. If we can please gently and quietly in a purified manner leave and don't worry about the chairs that will take care of. جزاكم الله خيرا.